Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Monday we bring you the latest news from the world of entertainment. The following three articles are from the online website TMZ.com. Our first article, Morgan Wallen, welcome back on SNL anytime. Morgan Wallen didn't burn any bridges at NBC when he abruptly walked off the stage at the end of Saturday Night Live because the network still wants to work with him. Sources close to NBC tell TMZ they would totally have the country music star back on the show and there's no bad blood on their end. From NBC's point of view, Morgan's early exit was just an awkward moment at the end of the show, and there wasn't a joke or a cast member that offended him and caused him to make a run for God's country. We're told Morgan had been on the SNL set since Thursday, and he knew all the jokes that were in the show, including Colin Jost and Michael Che's bit on the Weekend Update. Our sources say Morgan even watched the entire dress rehearsal and the live show Saturday, and there was no tension between him and the cast. We're told everyone was friendly and having a good time, and Morgan even left the same way he came in for rehearsals, thinking that was the move. Morgan's been on SNL before, though there was some COVID controversy that time, so he knows what the NBC show is all about, and we're told if something offended him this time, he could have left right after his performance. That didn't happen. Of course, it's customary for the musical guest to interact with the guest host and cast during the ending credits, and folks watching at home immediately reacted to his unusual exit, with lots of people agreeing Morgan looked ready to leave and that the vibe was off. Morgan beelined it off the stage and later posted on Instagram story of a private jet alongside the caption, "Get me to God's country." SNL writers are already having fun with Morgan's one-liner, and NBC wants him back. It will be interesting to see if he returns for a third appearance somewhere down the line. Stay tuned. Harrison Ford, Calista Flockhart, subway rides are so romantic. PDA in NYC. Harrison Ford and his wife Calista Flockhart are still going strong because they're packing on the PDA while packing into a commuter train in the Big Apple. The Indiana Jones star trekked out to New York City to see his wife amid rumors of possible trouble in paradise, and they looked like two lovebirds as they rode the subway. Harrison and Calista kissed and hugged on the subway platform. Then she caught a train to her off-Broadway play, Curse of the Starving Class. Andy took a separate train to Columbus Circle. It's pretty rare to see someone as famous as Harrison riding the NYC subway system, and he even chatted up a fellow strap hanger, telling her it had been years since he's taken the train. Harrison and Calista have been living on separate coasts. He's in California and she's in New York as she performs her play, but it looks like the distance between them isn't hurting their marriage, at least based on what we're seeing here. Seems the sparks are still flying 15 years into their marriage. And finally, Hailey Bieber didn't unfollow Justin on Instagram, just a tech glitch. Hailey Bieber sparked rumors of trouble in paradise after allegedly unfollowing Justin on IG, but internet detectives can't stand down because TMZ has learned that never actually happened. Sources tell TMZ that Justin briefly deactivated his account yesterday and then reactivated it, causing a glitch that makes it look like Hailey unfollowed him. The glitch isn't just messing with Hailey, it's affecting all of Justin's followers. Right now, if you try searching his name in the follower list, it just won't show up. We should note, Justin is still following Hailey on the popular social media platform. That should clear up the confusion after eagle-eyed fans thought Hailey ditched Justin on IG, but noticed she was still following at Jaylee's Iconic, a fan page packed with lovey-dovey pics of the couple. This ain't the first time the pair have had to deal with something like this. You'll recall in January, Justin sparked concern among fans after they spotted he unfollowed Hailey. He quickly shut down rumors, posting a message on IG saying, "Someone went on my account and unfollowed my wife," adding, "S*** is getting sus out here." Even if JB and HB are having issues, BTS, it sure hasn't looked like it lately. Just last week, the couple was seen together on a sushi date in West Hollywood, and a few days before that, they were living it up at Disneyland, grinning from ear to ear. All things considered, Justin seems to be just fine. Last night, he posted a series of selfies looking unbothered, and earlier in the day, he shared a series of pics spending quality time with his son, Jack. If you want to learn more about Ayers Allais and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print-impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next Monday with more news from the fascinating world of entertainment. I'm Roger Baker.